Let's call the meeting to order 11:03. And maybe we can go around. I don't know who's on the committee, Joe. Could you pass that? Oh, that's great. Let's see. Oh, I know Gaff's here. I'm here. David, you're here. Felix is on the screen, I think. Paul Robertson's here. Brian, where are you?
He's on the screen.
On the screen? Oh, yeah, right. Brian. Kristen, where's Kristen?
I'm here. I'm trying to log in through my computer, so I'm on my phone right now.
Okay. All right. Fine. And Grant's here, and our chairman's here. So that's, I think we got 100%. 20%. So we must be doing something. Anyway, can we have a motion for approval of the minutes of July 15th?
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second? Yeah. Any comments or questions or additions to the minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor of approval, say aye, please.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
I abstain. I wasn't to
thank you. That's good. Can we have public comment? Do we have anybody here in the audience who wants to? That's all staff. Anybody from on the screen that wants to have public comment? Anybody who wants to have public comment for the Human Resources Committee?
If you'd like to make public comment and you're calling in on the phone, you can press *6 to unmute yourself or *9 to raise your hand. If you're on Zoom, you can raise your hand or take yourself off mute.
Thank you,
Jill. You're welcome.
Well, I guess there's not any public comments, so we'll move on. Quarterly personnel status report to the Office of Fiscal Analysis. Michael, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, it's been included this morning. Just outlines the total number of employees we had at the end of the quarter, which is 5.5. That reflects nobody leaving, but one person, one position being filled. Anthony Inferio was hired after the previous quarter ended. And then we don't estimate any positions to be vacant or need to be filled by the end of this fiscal year, according to the current plan.
And so we don't have any interns right now, right?
We do not.
No. That was so much fun, but yes. Would you be looking for any interns?
Yeah, we'll discuss that. We'll discuss that on the okay. Staffing.
Yeah. Any other questions? Move on to staffing, right?
We need to vote on that?
I guess we should.
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Well, it's what doesn't hurt.
Yeah. Maybe. All those in favor of approving this, the quarterly report?
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Michael, staffing?
There's something on staffing. Current staff footprint is working out well for the people we're interacting with and the things that we're trying to accomplish. We have been engaged with discussions with Department of Energy and Environmental Protection to do something to move forward with Pier 7 renovations. We do have a meeting this afternoon with a larger constituency from the region to talk about what everybody would like for Pier 7. At the last meeting we had, everybody was in favor of making sure Pier 7 remained at Fort Trumbull for a long time, which means it needs upgrades and maintenance done to it. How much upgrades and maintenance will be a subject of where we get funding for. But we need an agreement between DEEP and the Port Authority to be able to manage that. And if we entered into an agreement with DEEP, then we would be discussing the initial hiring of a project manager to manage sourcing the funding, as well as expending the funding and putting the job out the bid and making sure we get what we ask for out of the funding, and that would initially be funded by the Port Authority until we had a funding source, and then the funding source would cover that position for the duration of the project.
Do you think that the staff member would be solely responsible for the funding, or do you think we would play a role?
The staff member would be the point person for the funding, but I expect the federal, state, local governments to have a role, as well as the Port Authority.
That'd be full-time, long-term, sorry.
Yeah, it would be likely full-time, long-term, and depending on who was brought in and what the work scope and activity is for Pier 7, could do other things for the state.
And do you think that that person would be responsible for using the pier or filling the pier after it gets rebuilt?
Whatever the use of the pier is after it's been refurbished would be an agreement between us and DEEP. And I don't know that we would hire a project manager who would then roll into that position or what we would have after.
So let's see. Is there any shoelace estimates on?
Oh, yeah, we have project scopes ranging anywhere between 20 and 40 million to do that work. And the upper end of the estimate that we saw was based on upgrading the electrical to the state.
$3 million?
How much?
Did you see $3 million?
I don't know. I don't know
that's
exactly.
That's what it's in writing. I'm going to die. $3 million electric on it. 700 foot pier.
No, I think it was more than that, and it involved upgrading the electricity supply from the street all the way through the facility, putting the proper transformers in to be able to supply a medium sized U.S. Navy vessel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
it kind of sounds like the White House.
$250 million ballroom.
No, he's not paying for this.
did you not ask?
Maybe we're going to get somebody to ask.
Yeah.
It's a little early to ask for money if we don't have somebody to manage the project and we don't have an agreement with DEEP, which we've already had one meeting with them. They have to get us some comments back on the MOU draft that we gave them, and we'll see where.
That pier's been used for many, many times during the tall ships, during the fireworks, stuff like that. Has anybody come back at us asking for repairs or anything like that? That they got damaged because of that?
No,
I don't.
No liability.
I've never heard of
never
that.
Incurred any liability.
But I think one of the problems that it has is because it's in such sad shape, it needs to be assessed every year before somebody ties up to it.
Maybe one of the Navy can tie up to it aggressively and let them pick up the
tab.
Well,
the Navy's not very happy about putting anybody in.
The Navy could be a source of funding depending on who wants to help.
Well, who assesses them?
It's been GZA doing it. DEEP's been having GZA do it.
So it's a contract.
It is, and it's the same subcontractor that provided the estimates. We had a $500,000 grant, yes?
Yeah.
$500,000, which is most nearly spent because the work's been done and the package has been provided. All the drawings and everything.
Like the grant was $751,000, the contract was $500,000.
Oh, thank you. So that's a potential staff addition that we would talk about over time, but certainly not ready to do that. And then interns, I think... We were looking for interns in April, May of the time frame of this year. Two people joined us that I'm sure learned a lot, but helped us out a little bit while we were here, as we've discussed before. And we're going to get those postings up in early January for interns this year.
Would they come back?
No. They're both rising seniors. And it'll be time for them to go do their...
Yep.
thing, and then we certainly want to expose others to
sure.
things that go on in Connecticut, and then inside of the PIDP grant is a discussion point about providing interns with opportunities as it relates to that project and fuel oil transfer and whatnot. So that would be above and beyond if that grant was approved. You should know that. I was expecting to know that by the end of the year. We'll see if ongoing government shutdown pushes that deadline. I think that's it for staff.
Great, thanks. The next thing on the agenda is an executive session to discuss staff. Staff, I think, would be the best way to connect to describe it.
In accordance with the employee handbook, Mike has been on board for greater than 6 months, so we need to give him or provide a review that was done. So that's why we need to go into executive session. I don't think the public needs to hear us talk about Mike's performance. Yeah, so I'll read it just so we say it for the order. So I move that we move to executive session pursuant to Section 1 TAC 206 Alpha of the General Statutes of Connecticut for the purpose of discussing the hiring, performance, and employment status, specifically of the executive director.
Second. Second by Grant. Any discussion? Vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 See you again shortly.
Please hold on while I, okay. I'm going to put, there isn't anybody for me to put in the waiting room. It looks like that person logged off. That was a member of the public. And so I'm going to stop recording and then I'll come back in whenever you call me back in.
Just because it looks like.
So I make a motion that we approve Mike's review with a couple of changes.
Just to eliminate the last sentence on page.
I don't know my stuff. I don't have this.
It's in the section under communication skills on the top. Towards the top.
That was on page one, right?
Page two,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Communication skills on the far right, Paul's comment, last sentence.
The CPA has had positive influence.
Yep. That would be removed.
Second. You got that, Jill?
Not sure.
Jill?
Yes.
Have you got that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we have a second. Any further discussion? All those in agreement say aye.
Just a technicality.
Discussion.
Since it's not an agenda item to vote on this, shouldn't we do this under new business and we decide to do it?
Sure, we can do that.
No problem. Easy enough to do. Okay, let's talk about old business. Any old business come before us? New business.
New business would be Mike's 6 month evaluation. I move to approve the evaluation with the discussed changes in executive session, mainly to strike one sentence on the communication skills.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Done. Thank you, Paul.
Okay.
Great review of our evening. Any further new business to come before us? 15 minutes to spare before our general board meeting. Can I have a motion for adjournment?
So move.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.